This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, August 2nd. God's word to you today is love truly. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans 8, verses 31 and 32, and it says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" A kidnapper says, "You are mine," on the basis of power. A lover says, "You are mine," on the basis of affection. You may submit to raw power, but you will never love raw power. When a servant hears, "You are mine," do you know it creates a different set of emotions than when a child hears, "You are mine"? What goes through the servant's mind when he hears, "You are mine," is probably, "One day I will get my freedom, and I too will become a master." But the child will also say to the father or mother, "You are my mommy or daddy." The emotions and the responses are always different based on the relationship. When you relate to the Ten Commandments as the words of a kidnapper, it is a pointer to the fact that you have a slave mentality. When God's commandments are like the words of a kidnapper, you feel entrapped and you want to be free. But a child of God hears the commandments of the Father as the intimate words of a father who loves him, has given everything for him, and will not withhold anything from him. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, "For the Lord our God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right." God wants us to have the love response to the first commandment because it is all about love. The spirit of the Ten Commandments, the law, is love. Like any loving relationship, you have to think about God. You have to appreciate him. You have to honor him. You have to desire God. You have to trust him. You have to delight in him. And you have to pursue him. They say that the proof of desire is pursuit. If you desire your spouse, you will pursue your spouse. The reason some people actually run from their spouse is because desire has hit the rocks. But God will renew that desire today in Jesus' name. How? It happens when you pursue the person and not just the passion. Don't mix the passion with the person. You risk objectifying your spouse. The passion is a reward for seeking out the person. Let us pray. Jesus, my choice is you, God first and only. And now I find I am your choice. I am yours, the Lord's well-watered garden. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.